Hour number three, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game at Santa Fe on Music Valley Drive. Nice crowd here on this Tuesday before Christmas, our last show of the week. As we're going to take a few days off to be with family, but we're going to spend this last hour just having fun.
Good old time.
Okay, I have a hypothetical.
Okay.
Because we're talking about, you know, records and stuff like that. Like one of our texters said, random fact, Tom Brady never took a snap with his team being mathematically eliminated from the playoffs.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Because the only time he missed the playoffs was that year he got hurt.
2008, when Bernard Pollard hit him.
Yep. So, here is the hypothetical.
Okay.
It's the last drive of the Super Bowl. You got, I'll say, 3 minutes, 45 seconds left in the ball game. You have one timeout and the 2 minute. Who's your quarterback? Who's your running back? Who's your tight end? And give me two or three receivers. And if you want to give me the O-line, you can. But just
I'll just give you one receiver. I'll keep it simple.
Okay.
I'm taking, boy, this is a good one, quarterback into the game.
To win the game.
I'm taking Joe Montana.
All right.
There's not a question in my mind. Receiver, I mean, I got to go Jerry Rice.
All right.
And then what's the other one?
Running back.
Probably Marshall Faulk.
That's a good one.
Yep.
That's a pretty good one.
I just think watching Montana do that, the John Candy drive in the Super Bowl was a thing of beauty that has not been reciprocated.
Yeah.
Has not been done since. I'll give you those three. You?
What about tight end?
Tight end? Probably tight end, man. That's a good one. I love Mark Bavaro, the Giants.
Okay.
He was always open.
For me, I need to look this up, like quarterback that, you know, statistically is the best in the 2 minute.
No.
But
I need you.
No, I know. But I'd be curious of who it would be.
Aaron Rodgers, pretty damn good.
Rodgers is good. Rodgers has hit some Hail Marys in his career. I'll take Brady. Give me Brady. Give me Randy Moss. I'll go old school on the tight end. Kellen Winslow.
Pretty good.
Give me Winslow. Yeah. And then running back, I know I'm going to be throwing it more, but I want somebody at the goal line. Give me the bus. Jerome Bettis.
It's a good one.
At the goal line.
I think the quarterback thing is the intriguing part of this.
Yeah.
That's the engine.
Yeah.
Right? I just think Montana, I mean, and Brady – I think Brady is so good.
And I could have said Gronk, obviously, but
I think Brady is so good that we've retired him to the rafters.
Yeah.
Like, that's one. It's like, yeah, besides Brady, who would you get? You know, one of those things.
Drew Brees. Drew Brees would be good. Well, I mean, look, there's
– You're talking two-minute drive.
Yeah. I mean, all right, now I'm curious. Now I want to
– Like, in today's game, I think there's only one quarterback who stands out.
Mahomes.
Stafford.
Stafford, yeah, that's a good one.
In a two-minute drive. Mahomes is great, but, I mean, injured. But, yeah.
All right. Let's see. I'm trying to find active quarterbacks with the highest touchdown percentage in the two-minute drill.
Oh, my God. Mariota.
No, even worse. .3% This is stupid. I already don't like the stat. Malik Willis. These are active quarterbacks.
Is he best two-minute drive quarterback right now?
Yeah. Active. But because he's barely done it. He's done it in three games.
Oh, you got to have at least.
He's 12 of 14, 134 yards and two touchdowns. And that's this year. Number two is Joe Milton, also this year. But he's... He's 8 of 11, 110 yards, and
what,
one touchdown.
What stat did you put in?
I said active quarterbacks with the highest touchdown percentage in the two-minute drill.
How about who's had the most the fourth quarter comebacks? Put that down.
Okay.
And I'm not sure who it is, but that's my thing. Is like, who's done it repeatedly and done it well and in big-time games.
NFL fourth quarter comeback, single season leader since 1950. All right. There are two tied for first, and they are both active.
Aaron Rodgers.
That is incorrect.
Wow. Sam Darnold.
Aaron Rodgers is way, way down.
Fourth quarter comebacks?
NFL fourth quarter comeback, single season leader since 1950. So most in one season.
Okay. I have no idea.
One was done in 2022. One was done in 2016. You said Rodgers.
Yeah.
But you just mentioned another guy a few minutes ago.
Sam Darnold?
Nope.
I have no clue.
Matthew Stafford.
Oh, okay.
In 2016, he had eight. In 2022, Kirk Cousins had eight with Minnesota. There are two with seven. 2016, Derek Carr. And in 2009, man.
Oh, Peyton.
Yep.
Oh, that's a weird. I thought there'd be, I don't know.
There's a bunch with, D-May said Stafford. There's a bunch with six. Drew Brees, Ed Brown in 1963.
Eddie B.
John Elway in 85. Peyton in 99. Marino in 92. Dan Pastorini in 1978. Big Ben in 2021. Caleb Williams in 2025.
None of those quarterbacks you mentioned in that year won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's probably right. So with five, 1979. Let's see if you can get it.
Bradshaw?
Nope.
Stabler? Brian Sipe?
NFC.
These all five in the NFC?
No, it just this is – I'm just getting you to name one quarterback.
Ron
Jaworski? Did this five times.
Staubach?
Nope.
Bob Abilene? Is this 1979?
Yes.
Jim Hart?
Nope.
Is he a quarterback that we know?
Yeah, you should know the name.
In the NFC, Steve Barkowski.
Steve Barkowski, that is correct.
From Cal.
With the Atlanta Falcons. Brady had five in 2013. Kerry Collins had five in 2002 with the Giants.
Damn.
Jake DeLome had five.
With the
Carolina.
Panther? Okay, Carolina. Yeah.
Josh Freeman had five in 2010.
Gosh.
Justin Herbert had five in 2021. Mahomes had five last year. Don Majowski?
Mikowski.
Mikowski.
Right. Quarterback before Brett Favre.
89.
What, is this the most comebacks in a year?
Yeah, this is in a season.
Okay.
Eli had five in 2011. Bo Nix has had five this year. Dak had five in 2016. Jake Plummer had five in 98 with Arizona. Jim Plunkett had five in 82 with the Raiders. A lot of quarterbacks have had five. So
that's the thing is that, look, you get elite status because you do big-time things and big-time games, and that's Montana and Brady and Bradshaw and all the usual
suspects. I thought Brady would have had more. I really did. Like Stafford's a good one because he pops up on this list quite a bit. But I would have thought Brady would have – but I guess they were leading so much, so
yeah.
Probably wouldn't.
And he did it without really a big-time receiver throughout that whole time.
No.
He only had Moss for a couple of seasons.
The picture they have of Peyton is so perfect on that. He's like – he's got that five head, and he's like, all right, man. He's giving you the stare
the
down.
Big old head. I think, you know, the Brady-Moss thing is so good. Had they won in 07, that probably would have been the greatest combo of all time. Winning the Super Bowl adds to that. But I'll never forget the game when they beat the Titans 56-0. I mean, none of us will ever forget that game because you could not turn away watching Brady and Moss in the snow against the Titans that day.
So, here we go. Byron says Brady, LeGarrette Blount, Julian Edelman, and who's Brink?
Chad Brinker. He's the GM, something of the
type. Oh, Gronk. He meant Gronk. Let's see. Todd in Gallatin says Elway, Warrick Dunn, Calvin Johnson, Antonio Gates.
Gates is so good, man.
Al says Brady, Barry Sanders, Gronk, and Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Fitzgerald is so underrated because he was on those terrible Arizona teams.
I know. Could you imagine him with, like even like the Cowboys, but, yeah, with Brady.
I mean, you saw what happened when Fitzgerald got a good quarterback in 08, mm-hmm. went to the Super Bowl. So good.
We'll get some calls on this and take your text. 615-737-1025. Chasing Big Joe, presented by the Omni, 1025 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 1025 The Game here on this Tuesday.
Oh, I love this song.
All right. You know what? We need to give away our – I'm gonna have some fun with this. We need to give away our 12 Days of Christmas for a moment's peace, a $100 gift card for a moment's peace, located at 9050 Carruthers Parkway in Franklin. And also you qualify to win a $1,000 Genesis Diamonds gift card. You have to answer a trivia question. That song is done by the group Wham, featuring George Michael and who's the other guy?
So easy. One Don Shula.
615-737-1025. You got to tell Dr. Crane who is the other member of Wham besides George Michael. And you will win that gift card.
Does Dr. Crane even know?
Probably not.
Yes.
Okay. Did you know?
Yes.
I'm impressed.
Thank you.
Google's great, isn't it?
Yeah, Google's fantastic. I mean, it gets you through a lot.
First caller, right?
Yeah, whoever gets it right first. And I've noticed nobody's calling, so that means they're Googling right now. So our question we kind of threw out there is you get a quarterback, a receiver, a running back, and a tight end. Last drive of the game, two-minute drill to win. Who would you go with? D-May says a young Big Ben, Calvin Johnson, Gronk, and then LaDainian Tomlinson.
Okay.
Be a good group from his era. Dr. Crane said Aaron Rodgers, Mike Allstott, Jason Witten, and then he went two receivers, Marius Colston and D-Mace.
Okay. Colston's an interesting choice there, Dr. Crane.
No, what are you kidding me? He's like 10,000-yard receiver for the Saints.
Hey, yeah. Pal. Interesting choice, I said.
That's okay. Thanks. Appreciate it. Thanks, bub.
Right?
By the way, one texter said, didn't Tannehill lead the league one season with 5 fourth-quarter comebacks? That was 2020. He did. That is true. I forgot all about that. More texters, 0625, Steve, Eddie, Frank, and D-Mace.
They got it done,
they
man.
They did get it done.
Yep.
3079, Tannehill, Henry, Brown, Janu.
Oh, yeah.
That group?
I mean, 21.
Yeah, I mean, well, that could have been 2020.
Could have been 2020.
Yeah. Bear wants to weigh in on this. Bear, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? I think I would go with Gronk for tight end. I'd say Emmitt Smith, but if I need the guy to catch passes, I'd say Roger Craig. Mm-hmm. Then our wide receiver, man, I'm going to say Stanley Morgan. Y'all remember Stanley Morgan for UT?
I do. He played with the Patriots.
Yeah, that's right. Stanley Morgan, baby. Stanley Steamer. And I want to say Elway is quarterback.
Okay.
Merry Christmas, you guys, and have a good holiday.
Merry Christmas to you, Bear. Appreciate it.
All right. Yes, sir.
I'm surprised you didn't say Marino.
Because
Marino's your favorite quarterback, right?
He is, but I just – watching Montana in that Super Bowl drive and all the Super Bowls was just – there's something about him. You know, and Marino didn't have that great of a cast. You know, it's not his fault. I mean, Clayton and Duper were great, but he just didn't have the running back and all that. But I'll take Marino all day, every day. But in that position, that moment, I'm taking Joe Montana.
Maybe the question is you actually have to – a real collective group. So, like, McNair, Eddie, D-Mace,
Whitechuck. Then I'm taking Bradshaw, Franco, Lynn Swann, Stallworth.
Yeah.
And I think Benny Cunningham. Not Benny. Cunningham. Well, God, Joe, you know his name. Not Benny Cunningham.
The tight end?
For the Steelers, yeah, during that time was really good. But I'm taking those guys.
Did we get a winner, Dr. Crane?
Yes. Charlie.
Okay.
Oh.
And, Joe, the answer is?
Andrew Ridgely.
That's right.
Who, that song, by the way, hit number one. It's number one song in the world right now.
Is it?
And they'll make more money off of it.
Well, didn't George Michael die on Christmas?
Right around here, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's like 9 years ago.
Because he did, 2016. He was born my birthday, June 25th. And then, so we shared a birthday. And then he died on Christmas.
Christmas Day he died?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Big George Michael fan here.
Just got to have faith, man.
So who's your collective?
I don't know, man. That's tough. I mean, that group from 2007, 2008 with Brady. So it would have been Brady, Moss. Who's the tight end?
Benjamin Watson?
Probably.
Or Daniel Graham or one of those.
I don't even remember who the running back was. Cause
that's the problem.
Because it was Brady and Moss. Like that's
was
really
it Corey Dillon maybe on the I don't remember. After. That's the thing. That's why Brady's the great. Look at
is
the
that,
cast
what
he had
year
around
is that?
Him.
2007.
Seven. The 17-0 team?
Yeah.
Or 16-0, whatever it was. 19-0. They lost the Super Bowl.
Josh McDaniels was the OC. That's what's nuts about that. So let's see. Brady. He had Moss, Wes Welker, Lawrence Maroney, Sammy Morris. Yeah, mainly I think Lawrence Maroney.
Yeah. So when you think about great teams in the Super Bowl driving down, you know that because Brady didn't have a
Kevin Falk was on that team.
Complimentary
too.
Cast around him. It's guys who filled admirably, but Brady was the engine. But I'm taking that. I'm taking the Steelers team. Just Swan, Stallworth.
He had what's so nuts about that is he had two receivers over 1,000 yards. Randy was at almost 1,500, and Wes Welker was at 1,175.
Wes Welker is a story that I don't know why more teams don't do this. He was killing Belichick with the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Killing him.
Yeah.
Bill's like, no more of this. I'm going to go out and I'm going to sign Wes Welker. And he signed.
Yep, and he did.
Although I don't think Wes Welker won a Super Bowl with the Patriots.
I don't think he did.
And then Giselle got mad because he couldn't catch. She had that comment. My husband can't do it all.
Yeah. Wes Welker had 8 touchdowns that year and Randy had 23.
Crazy, man. That's just a crazy. And they didn't win it all.
Yep. It's still one of the greatest teams ever put together. But
it is, but a team you have to be accented with a championship.
Randy Moss never won a Super Bowl either.
He was on, he made the Super Bowl with the 2012 Niners.
Yeah. And he made it with the Patriots that year, but he never won.
Yeah, but he had a couple chances. Like Kevin Dyson made it back to the Super Bowl with the Panthers in 2003.
Yeah, that's right.
And never got it done.
Randy made it. So Randy made it twice, I think.
Then with the Vikings, then with the Raiders, won the Patriots.
Yeah.
Not here. And then won with the 49ers.
When did the Patriots lost to the Giants in
07 and 11.
Yeah. So Randy had gotten traded at that point.
Got traded. Remember he got cut.
Or cut, yeah.
Bitched about the food, right?
Yeah.
And they cut him and went to the Vikings. And then the Vikings dumped him and the Titans picked him up here. Which still was the most odd.
Targeted
moment.
16 times, 6 receptions for 80 yards.
When he was here?
Yeah.
Because of Rusty Wilson. Not Rusty. Is it what's Rusty's last name?
Smith.
Rusty Smith. Who the
Rusty.
Rusty Wilson.
Rusty.
I'm just making up names now.
That's fine.
Rusty.
You got 30 minutes left. You can make up all you want.
Ew.
we're live today. Santa Fe here on Music Valley Drive. Appreciate them for having us. It's Chase and Big Joe on this Tuesday, 102.5 The Game. I can listen to Frank all day. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. One of my favorites. Good job, Dr. Crane. A classic for sure. Hanging out here at Santa Fe on Music Valley Drive. Appreciate them for having us today. And we're rounding third, headed for home.
We are. Real quick, this whole Daltz thing that's closing up.
Yeah, I literally was just seeing this.
So it's somebody stepping in to buy it now?
I just saw Clay Travis tweet about that. That I guess Ben and Max Goldberg have stepped up to save it. Aren't those the guys that had the bar with him on Broadway?
Like the Patterson House, yeah. Maybe some of those things. But yeah. I just feel like somebody could step up and save an iconic spot, although it's not, you know, downtown. But we all have a Daltz store.
Everybody's got one. Mom and I would go there all the time.
Yeah.
I was just there not long ago because it's not too far from my house.
Yeah.
There on White Bridge Road, so.
So yeah. Maybe it can't. I mean, maybe you guys all go gaga over In-N-Out Burger, but even with this, like a national institution like Daltz is just a lot of.
My thing is like, and look, we're all guilty of this, but when, you know, a place closes, it's like, oh, I love that place. And then you go, well, when was the last time you were there? And that's the hard part.
Then you get the silent. I mean, yeah. I'm guilty of this.
Yeah, we're all guilty of it.
I haven't been to Daltz in years.
So it's
and I think Rivergate Mall is closing on this weekend. Like one store, maybe two are going to be left as anchor stores, but the mall itself is shutting down.
Oh, is it?
That's what I was told.
Man,
I think Dillard's is going to stay as an anchor store there, but as far as the mall,
well, that's what happened with Bellevue for a while. Is Sears stayed open, then Dillard's, and then I think eventually, yeah. So malls that are actual malls that are left. Green Hills, Opry Mills, Cool Springs.
Yeah, I mean, is there one more? Stones River Mall. Is that Murfreesboro still there?
So, yeah, okay. I think it's there.
But Acre Hall and Rivergate were the ones growing up that we
and
all.
Bellevue.
I didn't see. I didn't do Bellevue as much because I had.
Well, yeah.
Out. But for you, yes.
Yeah. Like I used to go when I got into, you know, high school or middle school and high school, like. You know, we just go hang out. Hang out at the mall, walk around, you know, hang out in the food court.
That was in the game room at Hickory Hollow Mall. Was it Tilt?
Tilt. They had a Tilt at Bellevue.
Yeah. The only time I had a conversation with Jelly Roll, we talked about Tilt at Hickory Hollow Mall.
Oh, that's cool.
But going there and just blowing all your money and hanging out. And nobody caused trouble. It was a good old time back in the day then.
Well, because that was the thing. Like, it was a different world then, but your mom could drop you off at the mall and knew where you'd be.
Yeah, that's the same way at Opryland USA. Mom would drop you off, and you wouldn't show back up until, I'll be here at 9 and don't be late, you little bastard. And then you'd show up at 9 o'clock, you'd be there, and boom.
Yep.
All that for but, yeah, so hopefully that could be saved and then see what we could do for history, man. I know, just crazy. It's like – like, your grandpa probably knew about the Hippodrome. Like
my dad knew about the Hippodrome.
Your dad. My mother and her
dad
gang
used to go to wrestling there.
Hung out there. Roller skating, that was the thing. Now you would never know that place even existed right there on the interstate in Broadway.
Dr. Crane, who is the wrestling manager that he had the cane we were talking about that your grandfather knew?
Saul Weingroff.
Yeah, him. Dad talked about him all the time and that he was wrestling, I think it was either Tojo or Jack, or he wasn't wrestling, but there was a match, and Jackie or Tojo or somebody broke the cane and threw it under the ring. And my dad made my uncle, who was probably 5 or 6 at the time, jump the railing, crawl under the ring, and grab the cane.
Oh, I love that.
But which you could not do nowadays, but back then you could, because my grandfather knew Mr. Gulas very well. And so
what's the one spot that's gone that you miss? Mine's easy, but I want to answer from you.
It's probably Opryland.
Dr. Crane?
Great question, Joe. I'm going to have to think on that for a second.
For me, go ahead.
Okay, you go ahead, and then I'm going to give you another one.
I miss Fletcher's Pizza.
Yep.
I know it's just that you never got more than a 1-star Google rating because it was cardboard pizza, but it was our cardboard pizza.
You took me there one time.
Yeah. It's great, man.
With Hair Metal Henry. I think we met up with him. And
that sorry guy never spent a dime. People buy for him.
Okay, did you ever go to Ashland City?
No.
Okay, so you may not know this place, but there was a place in like downtown Ashland City, right in the middle of town called Stratton's. It was a great like diner, and we would drive out there to go to that place. And it's a Walgreens now, like most
Stratton's
things. Yep. That was the family that owned it, and they sold it, made great money on selling it to Walgreens.
Never heard of it. It's hard to top the Opryland. That's the one.
There was down on Murfreesboro Road, Fifth Quarter. Remember Fifth Quarter?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, the sign's still there.
Sign's still there, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I think that Walgreens might be closed.
I don't know.
Because I drove by it yesterday, and it didn't look open.
There are still signs in town on the interstate for Opryland USA.
Yeah.
Interstate signs. Opryland USA shut down in 1997.
Yep.
And there are still interstate signs to get over there.
And I look, it bugs me to my core to this day because I was old enough. I was 10 years old, and I was old enough to know when they put that damn hangman in there that was the end. That was the dumbest thing they could have ever done. I went on that thing one time, and I was like, never again.
Really? I remember it got stuck.
Somebody fell off of it. You never felt like your feet were dangling, like it was loose, like you didn't feel secure. And like it was going so fast, like my neck got caught.
You just did a recreation.
Yeah, I did.
Hit your head on the wall. I just think it would have been cool to have Opryland here like this time of season.
Yeah, yeah.
Like go to the park at night when it's like 40, 45 degrees.
Say yours, Dr. Crane. That's a good one.
Rotiers.
Yep. Rotiers is a good one. That whole block.
Gone.
The rock block. The Gold Rush, Rotiers. I know the soda shop's still there, but didn't it move?
No, it still got remodeled. Okay. Yeah, remodeled. It's still there, yeah.
I mean, exit in. But like Dad used to talk about going down to, you know, they'd go to the exit in and see, usually it was Neil Young or Buffett, and then walk across the street to Gold Rush.
Yeah. Those were the day. I mean, those were, the whole block is gone now. And Rotiers.
Starwood.
Only because Buffett talked about Rotiers and what a great place it was, really got a lot of international acclaim.
Well, and isn't a little bit – Cheeseburger in Paradise is based off of – there is a Cheeseburger in Paradise, but I think Rotiers influenced it as well.
I don't know. Something about he was at sea for 2 weeks and wanted a hamburger, and he showed up at some restaurant on the beach and – They didn't have it.
The line, warm beer and bread, they said would raise the dead, is like one of my all-time favorite lines.
That's pretty true, right?
James wants to weigh in on places he misses.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we got you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, when y'all brought up – I live in Ashland City and have lived there most of my life, and y'all brought up Stratton's. And for me, the best bacon cheeseburger in the world was at Stratton's. It had such a 1950s feel to it. You could go there and get shakes. I remember playing Little League Baseball. You know, if we won the game, our coach would take us and pay for shakes. Yeah, we missed that in Ashland City. And even though we're good friends with the Stratton family, I mean, everybody knows the Strattons. They're just a pillar of our community. But I'll tell you one thing that y'all didn't miss, and that somebody mentioned Opryland. My mom, when I was in the summer, my mom would buy me and my best friend passes, summer passes, and she would just drop us off there at 11 o'clock and say, I'll pick you up at 5. In those days, you didn't think about your safety. The kids, you just didn't worry about that, you know. So I miss Opryland, too. But I'll tell you, an institution here in Nashville that's been gone for probably 20 years, that I love it. That was the Cooker. Do you all remember the Cooker restaurant?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I have beautiful memories of after church going to the Cooker, man. They had such a great menu, and that's the one place I think off the top of my head that you guys didn't mention that I missed more than anything. And I just wanted to chime in about Stratton's. I appreciate you giving Ashland City some love, and you guys have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. I'll talk to y'all sometime next year.
You too, James. Appreciate the call.
Chaser, you could run for mayor in Ashland City now with that.
Little AB says the Wrangler.
Heck yeah. Best bar ever, man. It's hard to understand how special that bar was.
A couple of people say Vandyland on West End was a good one.
Yep.
Oh, how about this? B-Man, I miss Denim and Diamonds in the Madison Square. Had a lot of good times and great music.
Four bars under one, man. That really kind of set the tone for everything.
Look at the phones.
Right. Interesting sports talk. Yep. Crickets. Davis, what do you miss?
Davis Kidd. Davis Kidd Bookstore.
Davis Kidd. Yeah.
They had a restaurant in there, too. All right, I'm going to run through these real quick. Guy, what you got?
Yes, I just want to know, did you guys remember a restaurant on Murfreesboro called Judy's?
No, I don't remember that.
I don't remember that one.
Look it up, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Thank you. Right.
Thank you. Tim.
Hey,
what you got?
Before it was Vandyland, it was Candyland.
Okay.
West End. And then also down downtown, Vietti's Chili had a restaurant.
I don't know if I remember that.
Yes, I remember. Yeah. Was that by the arcade?
Down there, yes. And it was at like a bar in there. And that was the ones that actually still make the Vietti's Chili today. But they had a restaurant downtown Nashville.
Huh. That's a good one. Thank you, Tim.
All right, bye.
All right, Scott, real quick.
As a kid, the ultimate fine dining experience was the Sailmaker. Where you had, you know, the waiters and waitresses dressed up as, you know, comic book characters. And that was just, you know, that was the ultimate. I ordered a second on the cooker. That's still my all-time favorite restaurant. I bought stock in the cooker in the 90s, but started going down. They just expanded way too far, way too fast. I lived in Memphis for a while. We had it at the cooker like four times a week, probably, and was going to the cooker in Atlanta, but they didn't have the same roles. And then I started, you know, I went to the cooker in Charlotte, and they opened one in Pittsburgh, and then it, you know, it all fell apart. But the one there right in front of the stadium at Vandy, you used to spend $30 to park on game days. You know, park underneath the stadium, and then you got $30 worth of food or drink inside. That was the best deal anywhere, ever, for, you know, for tailgating or before or after the game. I really miss that place. Hunter Hillenmeyer's dad is one of the originators, by the way.
Yeah.
Nice.
Very good. Thank you for the call, Scott. Appreciate it. So it was in where Jay Alexander's is now?
Yes.
Okay.
I think that's correct.
Yeah, I mean, we went there all the time. Very good stuff. We love, we obviously love going down memory lane. The Spaghetti Factory, unfortunately, that's certainly one of them.
Right?
Tower Records.
My goodness.
Went in there quite a bit. We'll come back with What Day Is It and Celebrity Birthdays to wrap up the week. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
I barely hear myself.
You getting attacked over there?
I don't know. Oh, there we go. I guess I got turned down. I was like, what in the world is going on here, Bobby? Live at Santa Fe here on Music Valley Drive.
There we go.
Is that better?
A little bit.
Oh, here we go. That got turned down. I was like, what in the world?
You came in like Richard Sturban. On Oak Ridge Boys.
Well, I couldn't hear myself, so that was the that was the problem. So, appreciate them for having us here today. I wish we could get more phone calls on nostalgia and everything, because that was great. But with that, let's get to What Day Is It and Celebrity Birthdays.
All right. A little short list again, like yesterday. Festivus Day is today.
It is Festivus.
Human Light Day. National Bake Day. You could bake something. I don't know. National Christmas Movie Marathon Day. And nice. The last two we have here is National Roots Day. Oh, boy. It's a cookie. National Pfeffernuss Day?
Bless you.
Pfeffernuss, something like that. It's got the little dots over the U, so I'm not sure how to pronounce that. But
dots over the U.
Yeah.
Your parents paid good money to send you to Ryan.
Well, they didn't teach
dots
me.
Dots over the U.
They didn't ask me to go learn German, okay? So that's, I think it's German. It's one of those Nordic, you know. That's all we got. We'll just go to the
Pfeffernuss.
Yeah, that was close.
Yeah. And I don't know what those little dots are called either, but I went to McGavick's. I got an excuse. Pfeffernuss which are small cookies originated in and are largely popular in Central Europe and Germany. Like little Danish cookies.
Germany. I was right, wasn't I?
Yeah, you were.
Yeah, at private school education, right?
All right, time for celebrity birthdays. Got to keep these within two. America's favorite segment. All right, Dr. Crane, because you're being a jerk, you need to go first. All right, you ready?
Sure.
How old is former Georgia Tech and San Diego Charger head football coach Bobby Ross today?
52.
Not only is that wrong, but you answered it with such passion, like you're in a show tune.
83.
89. Chase, how old is? Hold on here.
Wrote your computer messed up again.
How old is Jack Ham, former Steelers linebacker?
78.
72.
77. Chase on the board with one. Good job there. Dr. Crane, how old is Jim Harbaugh?
64.
Jim Harbaugh, 60.
He is 62. That's okay. A push with you two guys.
Okay.
Chase, how old is former Houston Oilers linebacker Lamar Lathan?
63. 67. 58.
Dr. Crane, how old is the guy who fumbled for the Titans in the playoff game versus the Ravens, which enabled Derek Mason to beat the Titans? Algie Crumpler.
53.
47.
He is 48. Chase up 2-0. I got to get this other birthday. It's killing me because I can't read my writing. All right. Chaser, how old is Harry Shearer?
The voice of Mr. Burns and many others on The Simpsons, and also proud star of the movie This Is Spinal Tap. Harry Shearer is 75.
77.
82.
Wow.
Chase, how old is Susan Lucci? Remember, she lost like 77 Emmy Awards.
62.
60.
She is 79. Our final birthday. Thought you're going to get to go. You're down 2-0. How old is Eddie Vedder? Who, by the way, in this picture is like 4'8". Is he that small, I guess? Anyway, Eddie Vedder.
58.
Dang, that's what I was going to say. 59.
61. Chase wins 3-0.
All right. Well done.
Thank you.
Dr. Crane, I will see you out here at Santa Fe in about 30 minutes.
Okay.
That you will. I want to just say thank you to everybody. Again, this is our last show of the week. We're going to have some great programming through the holidays so we can spend some time with our families, including the best of the game, kind of going through some different stories of 2025 that you can hear, and also a ton of play-by-play, including Cowboys Commanders on Christmas Day. You got the Hawaii Bowl between Cal and Hawaii tomorrow night, and then Nick and Connor will be back Friday morning from 9 to noon for a little weekend huddle action as well. But just want to say thanks to all our great listeners and everybody who has participated and hung out with us. And we'll have a few more shows in 2025, but on the home stretch.
There we go. Again, listen, we're really grateful for you guys. Everybody's reached out the last 2 years and our message of mental health for our guys out there. Stay strong. I am so grateful. We've talked to so many of you guys. Once you start talking, things open up, and I know that you're here. I know there's some of you still battling some things, but here's my advice next few days. Be present in the moment. Be present with your family. Right? Take lots of pictures. Please do that for me. Be present there and find the gratitude. And, again, continue asking God for opportunities every day and watch him work miracles in your life. Miracles happen every single day. Your life is one of those. So keep praying. Keep being here. I tell you all the time, our world's a better place because you are here. And if you are struggling, please reach out and talk to somebody. We'll talk to you any time of the day. Call us anytime. We're here for you. I want you to know that we love you. We mean that. And more importantly, more than anything else in this entire world, know that God loves you.
Amen to that. Peace, love, rock and roll. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. DVD is coming up next on 102.5 The Game.